first question I'd like to ask you is a bit about your background, how you actually formed Sparks.
Well, both of us are from Los Angeles in California in the good old USA, and we had been doing a lot of various projects. We formed a band about 5 years ago in Los Angeles, and it was called Half Nelson at the time, and we had two albums out on an American label.
Russell, did they sell?
No. Oh, those records didn't sell at all. So we changed our name to Sparks, thinking that we would sell more records. Ask me if they sold.
Russell, did your name change to Sparks have an effect on the sales?
Not at all.
Oh. No.
Still didn't sell, no. So we came to England, we came to your country, and came out with a new album. Ask me what happened
Russell,
to the new album.
Russell, when you moved to England, did the record sell?
Yeah, it sold. So there you go. In a nutshell, there's the history of Sparks.
Have you been back to your homeland since you've achieved the success?
We have gone back, yes, and it's been very strange because we've gone back and we've almost been tourists.
What's Disneyland like?
Oh, it's incredible. It's absolutely what heaven should be like, and I hope it is like it, except I hope that heaven's cheaper than Disneyland. but it's a really incredible place. And we really enjoyed it in Los Angeles.
Do you think you'll stay in England or?
Yeah, we'll more than likely continue to base ourselves here. We enjoy it.
Would you like to do a serious acting role?
Yeah, something.
And also an acting role that didn't involve any music on our part. We'd like to really keep Sparks as a separate entity and then have an acting side as a separate entity. And then our catering business is...
I'd like to talk to you about your catering business, actually.
It
brings me to my next question, because you're writing a book, aren't you?
Yeah, originally we had a project to do an entire cookbook, our favorite meals that we cook at home. And we found out that there were so many favorite meals and so many favorite after-meal treats that we decided to limit the book to just being an after-meal sweet sort of book. With things like ice cream and chocolate and all, you can really make so many different variations and combinations and exciting different formulas with sweets.
Are you a good cook, Russell?
No, but I continue to make things just because I really enjoy it.
Give us a quick recipe, Russell.
Which one should I give?
How about creme caramel?
Oh, the creme caramel. Well, you go out and you buy about 3 or 4 pounds of caramel syrup stuff. I don't know if they call that the same, if it's the same thing in England. And you buy just a big ton of it. You pour it in a bowl.
Yeah.
Well, a pan, actually. You heat it up so it kind of starts gurgling a bit. Then you add some milk to it, and so that it starts making it a bit lighter, because the stuff's really hard and sticky and stuff. And you just kind of keep stirring it up till it gets really, really, really mushy. Then you take some chocolate, about a pound of chocolate. This serves about 40 to 50, so it's for big parties.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to make it just for myself, but I only do these dishes for 40 or 50 people at a time. And you just mush the chocolate and the caramel and the milk all together in this boiled up sort of mess. And after a while, something magic happens, and you see that
it's burned a hole in your table.
That's what happens. And you got to go out and you got to find a new table by the time your 40 or 50 guests arrive. But also what happens, apart from burning a hole in your table, is the chocolate rises. It ends up making 3 layers. Milk.
This is a record, so they're going to have a little trouble seeing your 3 layers.
Okay, this is important. This could be a two-record set, just discussing how to make this one creme caramel. It's very important. I hope this doesn't get
edited.
You can
try pouring a little creme caramel on this record and seeing it.
Carry on.
Wait a minute, I haven't finished yet. Now, you've got about 2 inches of chocolate at the top of the pan. The milk has separated and has gone into a middle layer, and the caramel has gone down to the bottom of the whole thing. And it's really exciting, because then you carve it up, and your guests think that there's just going to be a chocolate blob, that all they're eating is chocolate, and they go in and all the milk kind of splurts out, because that's still liquefied. And then the caramel's at the bottom, still being really gooey.
Wonderful.
It's really good.
Apart from cooking, what other hobbies have you got?
I collect postcards.
Do you? What sort of postcard?
Oh, anything with pictures on them. It doesn't matter. It's just postcards are really good, picture postcards, because it eliminates the need for writing anything. You can just send it, and a person knows that you thought enough to buy a stamp, and it gives them a pretty picture, and you don't have to go through all the mess of writing how much you like the person, which is usually a lie anyway.
Do you find that you differ a lot as brothers?
Yeah.
Very much so.
He's got a mustache on his upper lip, and I haven't got enough hair on my lip to grow one of those mustaches, and he's got hair that goes back. I'd look ridiculous if I had slicked back hair, stuff like that.
He's sort of a vibrant, bouncy type person, and I'm...
He's a real drip.
How do you achieve the highly original sound that you've got?
Oh, I tend to write on the piano, mostly using my right hand, which obviously plays on the higher end of the scale. We just leave it there, and he sings it, and it comes out really high.
How do you feel about that, though, Russell, singing that high?
Oh, it's a painful experience, but I put up for it because I like how it sounds in the end. And maybe sometime if his hand would get run over by a train or something, his right hand, the spark sound would be altered drastically, because then he'd have to write with his left hand and I'd be singing very deeply, you see.
Is there anything you'd particularly like to do?
I've always seen these movies with people going to Africa and becoming missionaries and all. Well, and I'd like to go to an area and civilize some people. If there are any people up to civilize, I could wear my cocky shorts and one of those hats and go down there and civilize
some people.
You just
got one of those outfits, by
the
way.
Yeah, I do.
So you're dying to go somewhere to wear it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, mainly. He doesn't want to go
to
be a missionary.
The shorts here.
He just wants to wear the outfit.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sully.